Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Very exciting time around Gainesville. A lot of changes being made. Coming off what they call a disappointing season, I think it's just a part of the rebuilding process. Kevin Brockway's on top of that every single day throughout the year, from recruiting all the way throughout the games for the Gainesville Sun. Kind enough to join us this evening. Kevin, thanks so much for taking the time. Spring football going real well. You got a lot of positions up for grabs. Thanks so much and welcome in.
Yeah, Larry, it's been really competitive out there. And, of course, it's been, you know, it's been fun to watch DJ Lagway as well. Obviously, the incoming freshman, he's got a lot of zip on his throws. I think he's a guy, you know, they're very excited about for the future. But that being said, you know, Graham Mertz certainly looks terrific as well in terms of, you know, his accuracy. And I think there's a lot of thinking, too, among players that we talked to this spring that they could really take a step forward in this offense with Graham because of the fact that he's so cerebral and he, you know, basically just has a real handle on the offense now.
Yeah, I mean, not only that, he's going to be a pretty positive mentor for DJ Lagway. So, you know, guys, he's probably going to get shadowed a lot by him. And I'm sure that the coaching staff, Coach Napier, probably said, hey, listen, you know, what Graham does, he's a veteran. He's been around for a while. Kind of watch what he does, you know, how he handles himself. And because there's no doubt Lagway has as much talent as anybody in the country. He just has to kind of refine it. What about the offensive line? Because I know that was kind of a concern coming in. They got some portal kids. They brought some back. Because that's going to be an important part because for the running game and obviously to provide protection for the quarterback.
No question, you know, and they're moving Damian George inside, which is interesting. You know, he was, you know, at the tackle spot last year and really struggled at both right and left tackle. And they feel like he's better suited for guard, so that's where he is. And they think that that's going to really help the offensive line in terms of, you know, specifically the run game, run blocking. He's kind of a powerful guy in there. They're really high on Jake Slaughter at center coming back in his – you know, he started a lot last year with Kingsley Egokun being injured. You've got Rod Kearney behind him, a former Under Armour All-American as well at center. Left guard, Nyjah Harris, you know, a kid from the Fort Pierce area who went to sure. IMG Academy in Bradenton. They're very high on him at left guard, he and Christian Williams. And really, you know, the tackle positions, obviously Austin Barber, his health has been an issue certainly last year and this year. You know, he's kind of been in the black jersey a lot, non-contact. But they've run in some transfers. Brennan Crenshaw-Dixon, a guy from San Diego State, a former All-Mountain West player, they like Devin Manuel, the transfer from Arkansas. And they think Cameron Waits has taken a step forward as well. So the tackle spot will be interesting. That's going to see it sort out. But I think, you know, their hope is certainly that Austin Barber gets healthy and that he's really, you know, solidifies that left tackle job.
Yeah, defensively, they look really good last year. I mean, at times, you know, they were really good. I mean, their pass rush was consistent. Their linebacker play, they even got some good secondary to get stronger now with some of those kids in the secondary being a year older, a little bit more wiser. Talk about the defense.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting because I just finished a story on Austin Armstrong, and when you look at him in year two and year one, there probably were some growing pains. You know, in 8 SEC games in particular. I mean, they gave up 30 or more in 6 of them. I think the injury to Shamar James in November, early November, certainly hurt with the tackling. Another area, too, Larry, is turnovers. He only had 7 last year, which is pretty amazing when you think about it, to go through a season with that fewer turnovers. And they're really trying to study that and find ways where they can really make more game-changing, game-altering plays. That's been a big point of emphasis in the offseason. But, yeah, I think it's a young defense. You know, Jordan Castell last year started safety as a true freshman. And a lot of other guys got some significant playing time as freshmen. And I think, you know, Jakeem Jackson, you know, the quarterback from Orlando. There are a lot of guys that I think when you look at as you gained a lot of valuable reps that they hope will take a step forward. Kelby Collins, certainly another guy, the defensive end, and TJ Searcy are two guys they think that really could take a step forward during their sophomore years.
No doubt. Schedule's as good as you get. Obviously, the good thing about the first four games is you have Miami and you have Texas A&M at home, which are good. You have Mississippi State, who's, you know, pretty good program on the road. But that final 5 games, Georgia, Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, Florida State, they've got to stay healthy. I mean, it's not even a question. They, you know, going in after that Kentucky game with the week off, then they run that gauntlet for 5 straight weeks. They've got to come in there to those last 5 games healthy. Obviously, having 2 of them at home and then 1 at a neutral site in Jacksonville, that gives them some sort of an advantage, but it's still going to be, you know, Georgia's just a perennial power. There's no way around it. Talk about the schedule, other than you just cross your fingers and hope.
I think exactly. You know, it is what it is at this point. It's how it was made. But I do think when you talk about healthy, you know, I think that's relative, because I think it's impossible to stay fully healthy going into November. Any team, it's just, especially when you're playing in the SEC. But that being said, I think they feel a little bit better about the depth that they have on this roster compared to last year's roster, which I think will help them if and when the injuries do arise. And I think, too, you know, a new strength coach, Tyler Miles, very interesting guy. Nice. Kind of this, a blue-collar background guy, you know, worked in construction and so forth. I think he's going to have their bodies ready. And I just think, Larry, it's a more mature roster, too. It's an older, starting to get a little bit older, and you have 13 starters back. You know, Jason Marshall Jr. is a senior now. Shamar James is a junior. You have guys that are a little bit more physically mature that I think are going to – and I think that's going to play – a little better in the SEC in terms of, you know, being more physical and avoiding injuries.
You're right. Kevin Brockway from the Gainesville Sun. Kevin, can't thank you enough. Let everybody know how they can follow you on social media, also the website.
Yeah, at Kevin Brockway, G1, Gatorsports.com and Gainesville.com.
Good stuff, brother. I thank you so much. We'll check back in with you like after spring and see how things have progressed.
Yeah, no question, Larry. Anytime. It's always fun to come on with you and to talk to the South Florida folks.
Good stuff. Kevin Brockway, who does an outstanding job, and he's done it for a long, long time. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap things up. Adam Lichtenstein from the South Florida Sun Sentinel talks Miami Hurricanes.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.